何回も何回も何回もこの言葉を読んできました。
So these words from the Bible that were given to me by that missionary, I just read them over and over and over.
そうすると不思議なことに自分をこう落とせればその彼らに対する怒りもなくなって考えすることも考えることもなくなって。
So as the more I read over these words and just took them into my heart, even though all of those terrible things had happened.But I felt like my anger about that really disappeared.
本当前向きに小さなことでも感謝して仕事するように落とすなって。
Then I was somehow able to let that go and move forward just little by little.
でも関西には京都大阪にはやっぱ知り合いがいないんで、それからは京都に家族がいっぱいいて、月曜日の朝の新幹線、一番早い新幹線、朝6時ぐらいの新幹線、東京に行って、まあ、金曜日の一番最後の新幹線で東京から京都に戻る生活が始まりました。
I had already settled my family in Kyoto and put my kids into the school there, but I really didn't know anyone there who could help me get started with work, so I found a job in Tokyo, and then we started a kind of life where every Monday morning I would get on the very earliest bullet train and come to Tokyo and work all week, and then go back home on Friday night.
そしたら、不思議なことにこう本当に困った時に仕事が与えられて恵まれて、でなんかこう今まで生活してきたんです。
And then it seems strange to me when I think about it now, but somehow I was given the work that I needed, and we were able to, in spite of losing everything, we were able to stay afloat.
新幹線の中で突然左の耳が聞けなくなって、でもう医者からはもう無理ですねって言われたんですけど、その耳が突然聞こえるようになったり、そんな経験もしました。
A lot of strange things happened to me. For example, one time I was riding on the bullet train and then I just completely lost my hearing in my left ear. And I went to the doctor to ask about that, and then they said, "Oh, you know, too bad. You're sorry that you're deaf and your hearing will never return." But even though they said that, then I was healed and I can hear now. Well, a lot of other things like that happened, but I don't have time, so I'll just talk about how 2 years ago our family moved here to Tokyo.
まあでもこんな小さな試練ですけど、まあ、こういった試練の中で今まで教会で教わってきたメッセージが僕にとってはやっぱ少しずつ生きた言葉になってきたんですね。
And anyway, even though I hadn't really passed through all those hard trials, but little by little, God's word became more and more alive in my heart.
例えば聖書の中でモーセとかヨセフとかダビデが聖書の中でどんどん神様に近づいて、そして道が開かれていくっていう話がありますけど、前は僕にとってこれは単なる物語だったんですね。
For example, in the past when I would read the Bible or listen to Bible stories, the things that happened to people in the Old Testament, like Joseph or Moses or Abraham, they just seemed like some kind of another story to me. But gradually, the meaning of the things that they went through and the significance of the way that God helped them really started to be alive to me.And I was just felt so encouraged by that. And then I just gradually began to understand why Jesus suffering and why he did that for us.
でもこうこの間を振り返ると。神様は本当私たち家族を守ってくれたなって思います。
But anyway, when I look back on all of this, I just feel like God really protected my family.
そんな問題とか困難があったけど、なんかそれをが解決する中で、また新たなこう出会いがあったりもしました。もう今は本当知らない間に全て解決してます。
When I look back on it all, it was really difficult, but God always brought just what we needed at
this time. で、僕は若い時には あんまこうしたくなくて解決したんですけどね。ただこの5年間の中で気がつくとなんかもう15年ぐらいやってなかったんで忘れてたんですけど、知らぬ間に再建者の仕事が増えてきました。
When I was younger, I had done some CPA type accounting job, but for a while I hadn't done that, and then suddenly I looked back at my recent career and I realized I was kind of doing that sort of work again.
今日本と韓国の間で3つぐらいの新しい仕事があって、その中でもみんなの助けを受けながら少しずつ一歩ずつ仕事もスタートしてきています。
So now I actually have kind of three different projects that I'm working on. I work here a little bit and work with some people in Korea, and God's given me some career and things to do.
東京でも不動産関係の仕事、僕は何もやってないんですけど、それは知らないけど仕事が与えられています。
somehow also God has given him some kind of real estate related opportunities.
本当に感謝なことに助けながら、なんかこう知らない間に自分の理想とする環境になってきたなと思いました。
I just feel somehow God has just placed me now in such an ideal position, and I'm so thankful.
前は一人でこう努力して自分しか信じないっていう感じだったんですけど、今はみんなこう与えるのはパートナーが与えられて、勝手に彼らがこういろいろ進めてくれてる、本当に感謝してる環境です。
So my old style was just do everything by myself and don't depend on anybody else. But now God has changed me and changed my situation so that I have so many people I can partner with and depend on. We can work together and it's really a blessing. But of course, number one amongst all of those people I can depend on is my family.
この5年間の試練の中で家族の結束が本当に深まったなと思います。
Even though we passed through such a hard time, but I think that was actually turned to the benefit of my family.
ずっと祈って支えてくれた妻にも本当に感謝しています。
And so, thankful for my wife and her prayers through all of that, those hard times.
子供たちは学校で信仰をここまで学ぶ環境を与えられました。
And now my daughters even have a place where their school they can learn about faith and about God.
英語と日本語も覚えてきました。
And then they also learn Japanese and even learn English.
子供の場合は関西弁まで話
せます。They can even speak 関西弁。
私の力では無理なんですね。
I would never be able to teach them all of that.
神様に守られて、神様の本当に導きを感謝しています。
I'm just so thankful for God's leading my family that way.
そして教会ですね。
And then about church.
本当に水場教会はイエス様の導きだと本当に信じています。
I'm really feel like God is leading us here at Mizuba.
東京に引っ越す時に、学校のそばの家を探そうと思ったんですけど。
When we came to Tokyo and wanted to put our daughters in CAJ, then I thought, well, I'll look for a house near CAJ.
何件か断られて。
And I actually found some place I wanted to move, but then they turned me down.
もう引っ越しをしなきゃいけない2013年7月に最後のタイミングで今の家が与えられた。
Two and a half years ago in July, just right when we needed to move, and then we didn't have anywhere else to go, and then somehow we got the house that we are living in now.
妻は学校のそばで綺麗で家に近い家をくださいと言いましたんです
けど。My wife was praying really specifically for the house that's close to CAJ, and really clean, and really nice.
本当にその通りの家が取れたし。
And then that's exactly the kind of house that God has given us.
最初はその東京に来て、教会を探したんですね。
And then when we first got here, we were looking around, where should we go to church?
新宿にある教会に通ったんですけど。
And we started going to church in 新宿。
やっぱ遠いのと、あとその教会がこう非常に組織的な教会で。
But that church was just so far away, and also kind of a little bit liturgical for us.
親近感があんまりかなかった
んですね。And not so free.
そしてある時冬土曜日の日に家族で日帰りのスキーに行ったんです。
In the winter, one Saturday, we went skiing.
日曜日の後は起きれなかったんですね。
And then on Sunday morning we were so tired we couldn't get up.
で仕方がないんで家のそばの磯場教会に行ったんです。
We're too tired to go anywhere else, so let's go to the spot that's right next to our house.
そしたらイエス様中心の本当に恵みに溢れてて。子供たちの学校の友達もいる本当に願っていた教会がすぐそばにあった
And then, we couldn't believe that the, just the kind of church we had been looking for and some of our daughter's friends were even already going here and it was right next to our house
本当神様の見つけだと思って
that was really God's guidance
今僕はあの聖書を見ながら自分でこう考えようとしているのは、まあ、自分は神の子だと考えようとしています神の子です
Now,
lately when I read the Bible, I'm really learning more about being God's child. So my earthly parents have
already passed
on and gone away, but God is my father. So when I think of that and how I'm
God's child, then God has given me.This place and also even the place in Korea that I feel
at home. 人は気にすることがない。
And I don't have to be concerned about what people
think. 神が認めてくれればいい。
Yeah, if God approves of me, then that's what matters.
まあ普通の人には国は一つしかないんですけど。
Most people only have one country they can call their own.
私には二つの国がある。
But I have two.
だけど信じればもっと増えるかもしれませんね。彼は信じれば世界は広がります
ちょ
っと聖書の言葉を言います。ガラティア人への手紙第3章25節から26節あなた方は皆イエス・キリストにある信仰によって神の子なのである。
Galatians 3:25 and 26. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith.
もう一つですね。あなた方が足の裏で踏むところは皆、私がモーセに約束したようにあなた方に与えるであろう。
Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses.
であのもう一つですね、あの最近の話なんですけど、僕があの韓国に行ったばっかの20代の頃ですね、会社で私を非常に可愛がってくれた上司がいたんです。
This is just one last story about when I was in my 20s and I had started working in Korea. There was a boss that was depending on me. Oh, sorry, supporting me.
この方は韓国の本当に貧しい地域の貧しい家の出身で、私と同じように両親が若い時に亡くなっているんですね。
This man was someone who had been raised in a really poor environment. He didn't have a lot when he was growing up, and then at that time, just the same as me, he had lost his parents.
その方は私にいつも、あなた、我が教会に行きなさいと言ってました。
And he always told me, why you should go? Why don't you go to church?
信仰が必要だって言ってます。
You need faith.
で彼の机には聖書のヤベスの祈りの言葉がいつも置いてあった。
And then he had this something on his desk that was called the prayer of Jabez.
だけど僕はその時はなんて都合のいい言葉だって言って
ました。But then I just didn't really pay any attention to him and I thought, oh well, that's fine for him.
その言葉をちょっと言いますと、ヤベスはイスラエルの神に呼ばれていた。私を大いに祝福し、私の地境を広げてくださいますように。御手が私と共にあり、災いから遠ざけて私が苦しむことがないようにしてくださいますように。そこで神は彼の願ったことを叶えられた。
1 Chronicles 4:10 Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain.And God granted what he asked.
その方はですね、今本当この信仰の力で夢が叶えられたんだなっていうことがあったんですね。彼はなんと、今韓国で一番大きい銀行、まあ、国民銀行ですね。そこのグループ全体の会長になったんです。
And in fact, I feel like God, this man who originally introduced this prayer to me, he's now the head of the biggest bank in Korea.
なんと50歳近くになって銀行に入ったんです。 で今会長なんです。
He didn't even start working in the bank until he was almost 50, but now he's already risen to become the president.
本当ヨセフのような奇跡が本当実際にあるんだな。
So when I just think of his example, I feel like God gives me a lot of courage.
もうこれからも私にはもっともっと試練もあるし、もう仕事も本当に大変なことが多いです。
In my future, I'm sure I will experience more trials and challenges in my work situation.
もう日本と韓国っていうのは本当にお互いにこう好きな人もいますけど、本当喧嘩の多い関係なんですよ。
In the relationship between Japan and Korea, there are a lot of things that go well, but a lot of also people that don't like each other very much.
もうそれから仕事するの大変なんです。
So that's pretty hard for me to navigate.
もう自分自身も足りないことも多いし、もう不安になるとキリがないんですね。
I don't have enough strength for those situations, and I just wonder if it's going to work out okay.
だけど今はもう不安な時に聖書を見るようにしています。
But the difference is now when I feel discouraged, then I know I can look to the Bible.
頼るのは聖書であって、イエス様であって、そして御霊教会だと思って。
And I can instead of depending only on myself, I depend on God, His Word in the Bible, and all of these gifts.
だから世の中ってのは本当試練が必ずあるんですね。この間御霊教会でも試練の話してますけど。
Lately we've been talking about these kind of trials here at church.
本当に強くないと生きていけないなと思います。
I realized we have to be strong if we want to keep on living.
だけど昔の前の自分みたいに自分の力で強くなろうとしているような失敗はもうしないで、イエス・キリストの中で強くなりたいなと思います。
But the difference now is that I know I want to be strong in God, not in my own power.
最後にまた聖書の言葉を言います。最後に言う。主にあってその偉大な力によって強くなりません。
Ephesians 6:10 Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
ありがとうございます。これからまたその信仰を支えてください。
Thank you very much.As we're reading, just let God speak to you. Don't let it stay just words and I wonder what lunch is, but really let God's word come into our hearts.
読むときに他のことを考えなくて本当にこの神の言葉を受け止めるようにして読みましょう。
Because even Mrs. Koh's testimony, it's not just to give us knowledge and say, oh wow, his life was amazing.
本当に Koh さんのものは忘れませんね。ただの言葉じゃないですね。
It's to change us.
知識じゃなくて私たちを変える
It's not really any good. We don't need more knowledge. We need to know God's love, experience God's love, and be changed. Because we really live in a broken world. There's so much darkness and.Hopelessness.
暗闇と希望のなさ。
So we need to be strong, like Mr. Ho is sharing, and to be strengthened by experiencing God's love and to go out and share that love with other people.
この中で本当に外に出て神様の愛はこうやってシェアするっていうのは本当に強さ。
So let's read together. First, read with me in English if you read English, and then with Masumi-san in Japanese. Let's read a little bit slowly and kind of drink in. Let the word of God come into us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones.
心を尽くして主に信頼し、自分の分別には頼らず、常に主を覚えてあなたの道を歩け。そうすれば主はあなたの道をまっすぐにしてくださる。自分自身を知恵あるものと見るな。主を恐れ悪を避けよ。そうすればあなたの筋肉は柔軟になり、あなたの骨は潤されるであろう。
We just want to end with this one song called Through and Through.
最後に Through and Through
で今日の礼拝を終わり
にしたいと思います。 If you guys who don't know, この曲も知らない
人がいたら、 not the song, but she is the daughter of.
ああ、さっき明かししてくださったホーさんの娘さんのジオンちゃんです
。Blessed us immensely. The family has. Thank you very much to the whole family.
ホーさんのご一家は本当にこの水場の祝福であることを感謝します。
The story. Okay, so here we go.I find that I'm safe and warm in your loving arms, and I find that I'm safe and warm in your love. You see me. You know me, and you love me through and through. And you see me, and you know me, and you love me through and through.
Can you love me today?
Gratitude today.
continue to embrace us in your arms. And remind us that we are safe and warm in your
hands.
That we do not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, in all our futures, we rely on you. So Spirit God, continue to minister to our hearts today. As we continue growing in our relationship with others.